多厉害。
They will say to others how good they are.
他忘记别人帮过他。
But they forget that others have helped them.
也忘记他从神那边领受了恩典。
And they may also forget God's grace upon them.
他是一个真正有智慧的人。
But for a person with true wisdom,
他成功的时候
when they do succeed,
会想起一个真正的原因。
They will realize the reason.
不是因为自己很厉害。
That it is not because they are so talented.
而是因为神帮助了他。
But it is because God has helped them.
我们知道犹太人、啊、在全世界各国民族当中被公认是一个非常优秀的民族。
And we know that for the, Israel, they are well known for, they are very civil and developed country.
An outstanding
country.
当然没有说最优秀，我们不能这样主观的讲。
And of course, they are not the most outstanding country.
但是这个是很特别的民族。
But it is a very unique nation.
你看现在全世界最大的经济体就是美国。
For example, in today's world, the biggest economic power is the United States.
美国的经济是谁在掌握？
But who is controlling the economic
of the
United States?
华尔街谁在掌握？
Who is controlling Wall Street?
你不可以否认犹太人他们有非常大的影响力。
And you cannot deny that the Jews have a great influence on all these things.
他们控制了很多大财团，大的这个能源。
And the Jews, they control a lot of the large assets.
那在科学界，在音乐界，在艺术界都很优秀。
And whether it's in science, music, or arts, they are all very outstanding.
但是这个民族也很特别。
And this nation is also very unique.
从他们有这个民族以来啊，就有很多的敌人。
And since they started to become a nation, they've had many enemies.
很多民族啊，想要消灭犹太人。
And many other countries wanted to eliminate them.
但是都没有成功。
But none of them succeeded.
所以诗篇124篇。
So, Psalm 124.
就是诗人来思考这个问题。
And the psalmist reflect on this question.
他有个假设。
And he had a scenario.
如果没有神的帮助，我们会怎么样？
That if it had not been the God who helps them, what would happen?
我们看诗篇124篇。
So let's turn to Psalm 124.
诗篇124篇第一节。
Psalm 124 verse 1.
以色列人要说，若不是耶和华帮助我们，请读。
Verse 1. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say.
第二节。
Verse 2.
若不是耶和华帮助我们，当人起来攻击我们的时候。
Verse 2. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us.
第三节。
Verse 3.
向我们发怒的时候，就把我们活活的吞了。
Then they would have swallowed us alive.
这句话很特别。
And this phrase is, these words are, is very special.
这是有个假设性的一个疑问。
And this phrase is a scenario.
就是说如果把神拿走。
That if God is not part of this equation.
那会变成怎么一个样子？
Then what will happen?
神是看不见的。
We cannot see God.
一般人不相信神的人，他们也不会感觉到神的帮助。
When a person does not believe in God, they do not see the help of God.
他们可能觉得是我的厉害。
They may feel that they are very good.
也可能是觉得我自己很幸运。
And they may feel that they are very lucky.
那么他们不认识神。
Because they do not know God.
其实主宰人生还有国家的命运的就是神。
But in fact, the one who controls our lives and all these countries is God.
人可以尽力的部分是很有限的。
The things that people can control is very small and limited.
像你很想找一份工作。
For example, you really want to find a job.
不是你很想找一份工作就可以找到一份好的工作。
It's not that if you really want to find a job, then you will find a job.
你碰不到这个机会，你再厉害也没有用。
Even if you encounter opportunities, even if you are very talented.
你很想生一个孩子。
Or if you really want to have a child.
不是你很想生都生得出来。
It's not that if you want to have it, then you will.
你说现在有很多科技啊，有试管婴儿啊，怎么样啊？但是有些人就是弄不出来，就是生不出来。
Even though today's technology is so advanced, but you may still not have a child.
人生很多事情自己掌握不到。
So in life, there are many things that we do not have control over.
有信神的人他会思考一个问题。
But those who know and believe in God, they will ask themselves a question.
当他在一个很平安的环境里面，
when they are in a very peaceful environment,
或是得到祝福了之后，
or after they are blessed.
他会想说，如果没有神呢，那我会怎么样？
They will ask themselves if it had not been for God, then what would happen?
那诗人的结论就很清楚。
Then this psalmist, his conclusion was very clear.
如果没有神，我们早就被敌人啊吞灭了，根本就没有我们了。
Then he said that if it had not been for God, then our enemies would have already overcome us.
他不是说如果没有神，我们可能不会那么幸福，或者是生活没有过得那么好。
He did not say that if it not had been God, then our lives may not be so good.
他说如果没有神啊，今天就没有我们，今天连生存都有问题。
He said that if it had not been for God, then our lives would already be over.
那我们来想想为什么会这样。
So let's reflect on why it is so.
这个要先看以色列百姓的历史。
So we must first look at the history of the Israelites.
到后来我们再来看我们每一个个人。
And then we will reflect on ourselves.
我们可以从这两个层面来看。
And we will look at this from these two dimensions.
以色列人的祖宗啊，你可以说是亚伯拉罕。
The father of the Israelites, you can say that it is Abraham.
那神拣选他。
God first chosen.
要他成为很多人的祖先，成为选民的祖先。
And he chosen to be the father of a nation.
神早就把他的子孙的命运告诉他。
And God have already told him the future of his offspring.
这个时候亚伯拉罕一个孩子都没有。
And during that time, Abraham did not even have one son.
但是神就告诉他，你的后裔要遇到什么事情。
But God already told him what his children will encounter.
我们看创世纪的十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章。
Genesis chapter 15.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十。从第十三节开始看。
Starting from verse 13.
创世纪十五章十三节。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 13.
十五章十三节。
15, verse 13.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要确实的知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，要服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们四百年。
Verse 13, then he said to Abram, Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them for 400 years.
神显现给亚伯兰看。
So God revealed to Abraham,
说你以后有很多的子孙呢。
That in the future you will have many descendants.
多到好像天上的星，海边的沙那么多。
They will be so large like the stars in the sky and the sand by the sea.
我们读到这里会想说，哇，神对亚伯兰太好了。
And if we read until this point, we may think that God is so good to Abraham.
让他成以后的子孙成为大国。
That in the future his descendants will be a great nation.
以我们今天的想法来说啊，做一个大国，起码要地方最大啊，比如说领土要最大。
And for us, if we think about it today, a great nation is to have a lot of soil, a lot of land.
或者是人要最多。
Or you have the most people.
你才称得上大国嘛。
Then you will be considered a great nation.
在俄罗斯，那全世界领土最大的，那是大国。
For Russia, they have in the world they have the largest land, so they are a great nation.
那美国也是个大国。
And the United States is also a great nation.
人多地大。
They have a lot of people and have a lot of land.
但是神说亚伯兰，以后你的后裔要成为大国，这个大国就很奇怪了。
So God said to Abraham, in the future, your descendants will be a great nation. But this nation is very weird.
为什么呢？
Why?
首先呢，这个大国的开始要寄居在别人家里，自己一块土地都没有。
First, their nation, they will first live in strangers' land.
还也不是寄居四个月，也不是四年，要寄居别人的土地四百年。
They will live in others' land not for a few months, but for 400 years.
我们看历史里面啊，没有一个国家可以寄居在别人家四百年不被同化，也不被灭绝的，没有。
And if we look at history, there's no other nation that have lived in another nation for 400 years and yet not colonized or conformed to.
一个国家要成为一个国家，它一定要自己的领土。
For a country to become a country, they must have their own land.
还有要很快有自己的领土。
And they must quickly have their own land.
但是神不是这样安排给以色列人。
But this was not the plan of God for the Israelites.
没有领土，四百年要寄居别人家里。
They do not have land, and they will live in other people's land for 400 years.
那后来呢？神要给他们土地。
And later on, God will give them their own land.
那是一个什么的土地呢？
But what kind of land?
他周围有什么人呢？
Who is surrounding their land?
我们看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约说：“我已经赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到伯拉大河之地，就是 基尼人、基尼喜人、贾莫利人、赫人、比利喜人、利法因人、亚莫利人、迦南人、格加勒人，还有伊布斯人之地。这里告诉我们说，神要给以色列百姓的土地是已经别人占有的土地。
So God, here God is saying to Abraham that the future land is already taken by other people.
神不是给他一块新大陆，没有人住的，那么他们很舒服就可以去住了。那这样我们发现新大陆啊，欧洲人来到美国啊，没有什么人啊，这边只有印第安人，那么大部分的地方都没人住啊，很轻易就得到了，不是这样的。
And it is not that God will give them a land where nobody lives there, but God gives them a land where it's full of people. For example, when people first found Canada, it was first lived by a few people, the native people.
神要给以色列人一块土地啊，是全世界最繁忙也最多人想要的一个部分的那个地方。
The land that God wants to give them is the portion of land that is the most desirable and most fought after.
好，如果我们打开地图来看哦。
If we open the world map,
啊，世界的中心在哪里？
Where is the center of the world?
当然要看你买哪一个国家的地图了。
And of course, you have to look at what whose country map is.
如果中国出了地图，我会把中国放在中间。
If the map came from China, then they will put China as the center.
美国出了地图啊，美国可能会放中间。
If you get a map from the U.S., then they will put themselves as the center.
反正地球都是圆的，你放每个国家都是对。
Of course, the world is round, so no matter what country you put, it is all correct.
真正世界的中间在哪里？
But where is the true center of this world?
就是在应许之地。
It is in the promised land.
就是在这里所说的这些地方。
It is this land that is written here.
因为这个小小的地方啊，它连接了世界，非洲、欧洲还有亚洲。
Because this land is connected to Europe, Africa, and Asia.
有点像啊，这个机场，你在那个去皮尔森要坐飞机了，在那个候机室啊，哇，每天呢几千几万人在经过。很忙的，很多人经过那个地方的。
For example, it is like the waiting area in our Pearson Airport, where every day there's thousands of people that goes through it.
这个地方是很重要的。
And this area is very important.
你不要小看它，只有小小 几百平方公里而已。
And we should not look down on this area because it is so small.
自古到今呢，兵家必争之地就是中东那个应许之地这一块。
But the promised land, it is the land in the Middle East.
谁控制了这一块，谁就控制了经济还有贸易。
Whoever controls this area will control the world's economics.
所以这块地早就很多人在那边住了。
But this area was already conquered.
但是神就很奇妙。
But God is very miraculous.
全世界那么多土地不是给以色列人，就是要把那块最多人挤在里面的，要么最多人要抢的，最多敌人在那边的，要给他们。
Of all the land,In this world, God wants to give them the land that is most fought and most desired after.
这里所记载的每一种人啊，大部分都是亚拉伯人。
And here, all these kind of people are pretty much Arabs.
那么这些人呢，从第一天开始呢，就跟以色列作对了。
And from day one, all of them have been opposing the Israelites.
所以以色列到今天为止呢，还是在夹缝当中生存。
So even until today, Israel have been fighting witha lot of nations.
身边太多敌人了。
Because around them, there are too many enemies.
那为什么神要把他们放在这种地方？
But why does God want to put them here?
为什么神不把他们放在一个很平安的环境？
Why does not God put them in a place where it's peaceful?
神有一个目的啊。
Because God have a purpose.
神不要以色列百姓过舒服的生活，就忘记神。
God does not want them to live a peaceful life and then forget about God.
神要百姓想起来。
God wants them to remember.
如果不是我帮你们。
That if it had not been for him,
随时你这个国家都灭亡。
That at any moment their nation will be conquered.
我们看亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒，他遇到什么事
？Let's take a look at Abraham's son Isaac and what he have encountered.
我们看创世纪二十六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章十二节。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 12.
创世纪二十六章十二节。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 12.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他。十三节。
Verse 13.
他遭昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。十四节。
14.
他有羊群牛群，又有许多仆人，非利士人昼嫉妒他。第十五节。
15.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲的仆人所挖的井，非利士人全都塞住，填满了土。这里告诉我们亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒遇到什么事。
So here it tells us. what happened to Abraham's son Isaac.
他也是跟他父亲一样，在世的时候没有一块属于他自己的土地。
He was like his father, that when he was still living, he did not even have his own land.
他寄居在别人的家，别人的土地上面。
He lived in other people's land.
别人不耕种，他去耕种。
People did not sow, but he went to sow.
结果他一耕种，哇，发达起来了，收成很多。
And once he started to sow, he had a good harvest.
结果后来那些敌人啊，非利士人就眼红了。
And all these people, the Philistines, they were all jealous.
哇，把他的井塞住。
So they filled his well.
就等于把他赶尽杀绝了。
And that is like of trying to kill him.
你没有了水，你的动物喝什么？
If you do not have water, then what will your flock drink?
没几天动物就死光了。
In a few days, all your flocks will die.
人也会死。
Then you will die.
但是神有帮助他。
But God have helped him.
故事的结尾我们都知道。
The conclusion of the story we all know.
以撒他没有跟他们争。
Isaac did not fight with them.
你塞着我这个井，我去别的地方再挖。
Since they have filled this well, then he will go to another area to dig.
结果每一次一挖了又有井又有水。
Then every time that he dig for a well, there is water.
那些敌人又来塞住他的井。
Then his enemy came again to fill his well.
他又再挖。
Then he went and dug again.
每次挖每次有。
Every time he dug, there was water.
到了最后，那些敌人都不敢再欺负他了。
And in the end, his enemy dare not to oppose him.
因为没有用啊，欺负你怎么用？你每次出去挖都有新的井。
Because it is useless. Because every time he goes and dig, he have water.
二十二节，我们看二十二。
Verse 22.
以撒离开那里，又挖了一口井。他们不为这井争竞了，他就给那井起名叫利和伯。他说：“耶和华现在给我们宽阔之地，我们必在这地昌盛。”
Verse 22, and he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
这一口井啊，是全世界最出名的井啊。
And this one is the world's most famous well.
也是很多基督徒，很多信主的人都知道的名字，叫利和伯。
And this is a name that many Jews and Christians all know. It's Rehoboth.
什么叫利和伯呢？
What is Rehoboth?
就是很宽阔的。
It means a very spacious.
就是别人欺负不到你的意思了。
It means that no one can harm you.
没有错，神的选民有很多人想要欺负他。
And of course, as the children of God, many people want to harm them.
不信神的人想欺负他。
Those who do not believe in God want to harm them.
有利益冲突的人想要欺负他。
And those with bad intentions will want to harm them.
但是以撒因为有神帮助。
But because Isaac has the help of the Lord,
别人每一次欺负他，神又给他开另外一条路。
Every time someone wants to harm him, God will open another path.
所以这是选民的祖先呢、啊，他想起如果不是神帮助我们
，So the ancestors of the Israelites, he thought that if it had not been God who had helped us,
我们早就没有了。
Then, we would already be overcome.
再看以色列百姓的第三代的祖先雅各。
So let's look at the third generation of the Israelites.
他也有同样的结论。
He also had a similar conclusion.
我们看创世纪的三十一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章。
Genesis chapter 31.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
创世纪三十一章四十一节。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 41.
四十一节。
41.
我这二十年在你家里为你两个女儿服侍你十四年为你的羊群服侍你六年你又十次改了我的工价四十二节
42.
若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在你如今必定打发我空手而去神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌就在昨夜责备你
Verse 41, Thus I have been in your house 20 years. I've served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flock. And you have changed my wages 10 times, 42. Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac, had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night.
以色列人的第三代祖先就是雅各。
The third generation of the Israelites is Jacob.
基本上呢，他是逃命逃到他的舅舅家里。
He had fled for his life. He had went to his uncle's house to.
理论上来说啊，是亲人啊，应该是最好照顾了。
And logically, you know, because it is his relative, then he will take care of him.
因为是妈妈的弟弟啊。
It is his mother's brother.
是很亲的。
And they are very close.
但是事实上来说，不一定这样。
But reality says different.
社会上面也很多这种例子。
And in our society are many of these examples.
自己人欺负自己人。
That people harm their own people.
亲戚欺负亲戚。
Relatives harm one another.
那为什么这样？
Why?
因为他没有神在他心里面。
Because there was no God in his heart.
拉班呢，他不是敬拜真神的。
And Laban did not worship the true God.
所以他欺负雅各。
So he bullied and harmed Jacob.
一直改他的工价。
He kept changing his ways.
一直骗他。
And kept lying to him.
雅各受不了了，他要逃了。
And
他要回家了。
And Jacob could not stand it. He wanted to run away.
那拉班就来追他。
And then Laban came to pursue him.
还好那天晚上神又在梦里面责备拉班，叫他你不要乱来。
And on that night, God had appeared to Laban and warned him.
啊，说雅各也知道。
And Jacob also knew.
四十二节他讲得很清楚。
In verse 42, he said very clearly.
如果不是神，我父亲以扫所敬畏的神与我同在啊，早知道我什么都没有了。
He said that unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, had been with me, then I would have nothing.
早就被你骗光了。
Then I would have been tricked by you.
少说名都可能没有。
And I may have nothing.
所以我们刚刚讲很快了，讲了以色列百姓三代祖宗的这些简单的故事。
So very quickly, just now we have just talked about the three of the first generations of the Israelites.
无论是亚伯拉罕
，whether it's Abraham,
以撒。
Or Isaac,
雅各
or Jacob,
他们都是有一个结论
they all have the same conclusion,
虽然神是看不见的
even though they cannot see God,
但是每天可以体会到神的存在
but every day they can experience his existence.
如果把神拿走了
if they were to take away God,
他有一个结论肯定活不下去
then their conclusion is that they cannot live any longer.
就像空气
it is like air.
我们坐在这边、啊、每分钟呼吸十几次很自然、啊、
we sit here and weTake a breath every minute.
因为神设计我们的身体啊，你呼吸不需要思想，也不需要自己去故意去这样做的。
And God have designed us so that we do not have to think about taking a breath.
但是你把鼻孔塞住了，把嘴巴捂住了，就开始是急气。
But if you were to block your nostrils and your mouth, then you would need air.
没有空气，你一定死。
And without air, you will die.
有的时候你不会想起它，也不一定会感受它。
But when you do have air, you do not think about it.
所以以色列人的先祖他们有这个结论。
So the ancestors of the Israelites, they had the same conclusion.
如果不是神
，that unless there was God,
早就没有了。
Then I would have been gone.
我们看以色列百姓的历史。以色列百姓的历史啊。
So let's look at the history of the Israelites.
他们国家被多少个外国强敌统治过？
How many times have they been conquered by foreign nations?
多少国家尝试要灭绝犹太人？
How many nations wanted to wipe them out?
啊，你一只手都数不完。
You cannot use one hand to count them all.
从这个亚述开始。
Starting from
Assyria. 啊，再来了，巴比伦。
And then Babylon.
再来了，波斯国。
And then the
Persians. 还有希腊帝国。
And then the Greeks,
罗马帝国
and Romans,
到后来的奥斯曼帝国 Ottoman,
and then the Ottoman,
再后来呢有希特拉
and then the Hitler,
啊，在二战的时候杀了几百万犹太人
in World War II, he killed tens of millions of Jews.
希特拉的目标就是把所有犹太人杀掉
Hitler, his goal was to kill all the Jews.
如果希特拉赢了二次第一次大战
if Hitler was to win the Second World War,
那么今天的历史就改写了
Then today's history would have been.
但是神不容许，神不容许这样的事情发生。
But God did not allow this.
因为救恩还没有完成。
Because salvation was not yet complete.
犹太人还没有得救。
And the Jews were not yet saved.
他们还没有相信主耶稣。
They have not yet believed in the Lord Jesus.
所以不可以被他们通通灭绝。
So he did not allow for all of them to be killed.
所以第二次世界大战峰回路转。
So in the Second World War, things changed.
一开始是希特拉那些势力是赢得很厉害的。
In the beginning, the armies of Hitler, they were winning.
啊，但是后来呢，慢慢反过来了。
But later on, the war changed.
后来全部输了。
And then they all lost.
结果在第二次世界大战之后
，and after the Second World War,
犹太人1948年，竟然全世界的犹太人在美国的帮助之下，回到迦南地，回到应许之地复国。
In 1948, all the Jews they went back to Israel and to reestablish their nation.
王国超过2500年
they did not have their own country for more than 2,000 years.
竟然1948年可以复国。
But in 1948, they were able to reestablish their country.
这个是全世界最大的神迹之一。
And this is one of the greatest miracles in history.
犹太人不但没有被消灭。
Not only were they not eliminated.
他们保留自己的文化语言。
But they were able to preserve their culture and language.
保留他们的信仰。
And they preserved their faith.
那是神的救赎的计划里面呢。
And this is in the salvation plan of the Lord.
以后他们要通通悔改，要归回神。
In the future, they will all repent and come back to God.
所以以色列人这个诗人呢，在写诗篇124篇的时候
，So when this psalmist was writing Psalm 124,
他就有个结论
，He had a conclusion.
如果不是神帮助我们
，That if it had not been for the Lord,
早就被灭绝了
，Then we would have been destroyed.
我们看今天的以色列，他们是被什么国家包围住
？And let's look at what countries are surrounding Israel today.
他每一个邻居都是。其实都是做过他的敌人，都是想要毁灭他的。
All their neighbors are their enemies and want to destroy them.
他只有西边没有邻居。
Only
西边是海。
Only on the west that they do not have enemies.
北边、东边、南边都是亚拉伯国家。
Because it is in a sea, but all other corners they all have enemies.
都是回教徒。
And they are all Muslims.
都是跟以色列人为敌的。
And they are all enemies of the Jews.
但是他们今天还在那边生存着。
But today they are still surviving.
那对我们今天来说
，And for us today,
我们不是讲地上的以色列人。
We are not talking about the Israelites on earth.
圣经说，真的以色列人是属灵的以色列人，真的犹太人也是心里的。
The Bible says that the true Israelites are spiritual Israelites.
我们今天信主的人就是在属灵的真犹太人。
So those who believe in the Lord, we are the spiritual Israelites.
如果你有主耶稣基督。
If you have the Lord Jesus,
你接受了主耶稣的救恩
and you have received the salvation of the Lord Jesus,
你就是神的选民
then you are the chosen ones of God.
神一定帮助你
and God will help you.
当神帮助了你之后
and after God have helped you,
我们要常常想
we have to reflect,
如果没有神帮助我
that if it had not been for the Lord,
那我会怎么样
what will happen to me?
尤其是我们是后来自己慕道的来信主的有时候会问自己一个问题
and especially for those of us who have come to believe on our own,
如果我到现在还没有认识神，我的生命、我的生活到今天会是怎么样
？That if I have not known the Lord, what will happen to me in my life now？
我听了很多的见证。
I have heard many testimonies。
主耶稣啊，他救恩很伟大。
That the salvation of the Lord is very great。
有一些弟兄姐妹见证。
Some brothers and sisters testify。
神医好了他的病。
That God have healed their sickness。
如果不是主耶稣啊
，That if it had not been for the Lord，
早就病死了。
Then they would have already died.
不要说今天还留在这边。
Never mind on being here today.
有一些人做见证。
And some people testify.
如果不是主耶稣帮助。
If it had not been for the Lord's help.
如果不是信了耶稣。
If it had not been believing in Jesus.
早就离婚了。
Then they would have already divorced.
我听过一个姐妹这样见证。
I have heard a sister who testified.
她的家庭很不美满。
That her family was not very harmonious.
每天丈夫跟她吵架。
Every day, her husband would fight with her.
真的是很受不了这个家庭。
And she could not bear her family.
在家庭最混乱、最痛苦的时候。
In the most bitter and sorrowful moments in her life.
认识了主耶稣。
She came to know Jesus.
神的道理进去她心里面。
And the word of the Lord went into her heart.
改变了这个姐妹的个性。
And it changed the personality of the sister.
让她有一个耐心跟温柔的心去接纳她的丈夫。
Then she started to have more patience and love to handle her husband.
因为她的改变，丈夫也改变。
Because of her change, her husband also changed.
丈夫也来信主。
And then her husband came to believe in the Lord.
这个家庭得到保留。
Then this family was preserved.
如果不是主耶稣帮助，早就这个家庭早就没有了。
And if it had not been for the Lord's help, then this family would have been broken.
我们也听了很多弟兄姐妹的见证。
And we have heard of many testimonies from brothers and sisters.
很多弟兄姐妹遇过交通意外。
They testify of their car accidents.
或者是飞机的。坐飞机的是很惊险的经历
or they had a bad experience on the flight
真的如果不是主耶稣保守
that if it had not been for the Lord's help
早就死掉了
they would have already been dead
根本不会坐在这边
they would not be sitting here with us today
所以我们要想想
so we must reflect
如果没有主
if it had not been for the Lord
我们今天有什么
what will we have today
今天我们有很好的工作
Today we have a good job.
有时候人呢，有一些成就了，就会自己会忘记神。
Sometimes when we are successful, we will forget about God.
但是没有想想你第一份工作，神怎么帮助你达到的
？But have you remembered, how did God help you in your first job?
第一份工作是最难找的。
The first job is always the hardest one.
但是神呢，给你开路。
But God will help you open a path.
所以一直想这些恩典。
So when we reflect on these grace,
若不是神帮助,
if it had not been for God's help,
今天的我不是今天的我。
Then today, I would not be who I am today.
所以诗篇124篇虽然很短。
So even though Psalm 124 is very short,
只有一个观念。
It only has one mentality.
我们不能没有神。
That we cannot not have God.
如果把神从你的生活当中拿走了。
If someone were to remove God from your life,
你肯定的人生会很不一样。
Then your life would surely be very different.
所以我们不能没有神。
So we must not have God.
不能夸口。
We must not boast.
昨天晚上我在读，跟传道人在读经啊，读到这一节。
And last night I was reading the Bible with my wife.
我们看啊，摩西书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Amos, verse chapter 6.
啊，摩西书第六章。
The book of Amos, chapter 6.
啊，十二节。
Verse 12.
有时候读圣经哦，好好思考一下，很有趣。
When we read the Bible, if we were to reflect, then it'll be very interesting.
啊，六章十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 12.
第十二节呢是一句夸张的话啊。
Verse 12 is a very sarcastic words.
马岂能在岩石上奔跑，人岂能在哪里用牛耕种呢？你们却使公平变为苦胆，使公义的果子变为阴沉。
Verse 12, do horses run on rocks? Does one plow there with oxen? Yet you have turned justice into gall, and the fruit of the righteousness into wormwood.
十三节。
Verse 13,
你们喜爱浮虚浮的事，自夸说，我们不是凭自己的力量取了脚吗？
Verse 13, you who rejoice over Lodabar, who said, have we not taken Karanim for ourselves by our own strength?
第十二节是个夸口的话。
Verse 12 is it's a sarcastic word.
这句话是马，有人说，有人讲话很夸张。
Some people, their words are very sarcastic.
他说马，我这只马很厉害，在岩石上都可以跑啊，在那个峭壁啊，在那个悬崖都可以跑。
This person says that his horse is very good. It can run on rocks or on the cliff.
马是很会跑，但是在山上怎么会跑呢？
Horses can run, but they cannot run on a mountain.
山羊是可以在陡峭的那个斜的峭壁上面跑，但是马怎么可以呢？
Maybe a mountain goat can walk on the mountain, but not a horse.
但是有些人很夸张，有些讲话很夸张，说可以，我的马很厉害，可以跑在那边。
But some people, their words are very sarcastic. They say that their horse can run on the rocks.
他很夸张，说我的牛可以在那边耕种啊。
And he even says that his oxen can plow there.
啊，就是当时在亚摩斯时代的一些以色列人啊，他们很爱夸，很爱自夸。
In the time of Amos, some Israelites would really like to be sarcastic.
啊，那为什么会自夸呢？
But why do they why are they sarcastic?
人为什么会夸？
Why are people sarcastic over themselves?
第十三节啊，这里说他们喜欢虚浮的事。
Verse 13 it says that they like to rejoice over themselves.
啊，其实人为什么会夸？
So why do people boast about themselves?
这里说虚浮啊，虚就是没有，没有东西。
Here it says that they have not taken.
越爱夸的人，因为他里面没有东西，所以他要夸。
So people who like to boast, they like to boast because inside they have nothing.
啊，譬如说有人要夸他的外表。
For example, when a person boasts about their appearance.
我们以前读那个童话故事啊，白雪公主不是有一个人整天照镜子吗？问说，哎呀，全世界谁最漂亮啊？
When we are younger, there is the story of the Sleeping Beauty where the queen
后母不是这样每天看吗？
Where the queen would always ask who is the most beautiful woman on earth.
啊，那个镜子就跟她说，哎呀，你最漂亮，对不对？
And then the mirror would say, oh, you are the most beautiful.
她为什么很在意自己是不是全世界最漂亮？
So why is she so worried if she is the most beautiful.
因为她没有别的东西可以夸了。
Because she has nothing else that she can boast.
她没有里面啊，没有内在啊。
Because within her there is nothing.
所以她就夸外表了。
So she can only boast about her appearance.
为什么有一些人要夸钱财？
So why do people boast about their money?
赚到一点钱不得了，很怕人家不知道她没钱。
They make some money and they are worried that people do not know.
吃的、用的、穿的、开的、住的，不要人家知道她很有钱。
What they drive, their houses, what they eat, they want people to know that they are very rich.
为什么他们想这样夸呢？
So why do these people like to boast?
因为他们里面没有别的东西了。
Because within them, they have nothing.
所以他就只能够夸那个金钱了。
So they can only boast about these things.
所以没有东西，里面虚的人就很爱夸。
So those who have nothing within them have many things to boast.
里面没有安全感。
Because within them they have no sense of security.
很怕别人看不起他。
They are afraid that people will look down on them.
所以有些人夸钱财。
So some boast about wealth.
有些人夸他的职业。
They boast about their career.
有些人夸他的儿女。
They boast about their children.
有些人夸他的智慧。
Some boast about their own how smart
they are. 神就是说了，你们喜欢虚浮的事。
But here it says, God said they liked to boast over nothing.
你那么夸张啊！神说虚的，在神面前是没有东西的。
That they are so sarcastic, but in front of God they have nothing.
不单只是神看得出来，人也看得出来。
Not only can God see this, but people can also see this.
对不对？啊，在夸的时候，别人一看，哎呀，讲这个。
When they boast about themselves, people can see that they have nothing.
所以神说，我们不要爱虚浮。
So God says that let us not love sarcasm.
不要一点点小成就了啊，小得意了，就在那边讲了一大堆。
Don't just have a little success and make it seem like it's a great success.
我们要像诗篇一百二十四篇。
We must learn from Psalm 124.
如果不是神帮助我啊。
If it had not been for the Lord,
早就完蛋了，早就没有了，早就死了。
I would have already been dead and I would have already been lost.
命都没有啊，不要说什么啊。
My life would have been over.
家庭都没有啊，不要什么。
My family would have been broken.
所以这里神说不要自夸。
So here is God says, do not boast.
当时的百姓说，我们不是凭自己的力量取了脚吗？
Here the people said, have we not taken Capernaum for ourselves?
脚就是力量。
Horn is power.
就是你爱夸的东西。
It is the thing that you like to boast.
可能是你的头脑。
It may be your brain.
你的职业。
Your career.
你的身份。
Your status.
你的地位。
Your status.
你的金钱就是你的脚。
Your wealth. These are your horn.
如果你夸你的脚。
If you boast about your horn.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
耶和华万军之神说，以色列家，我必兴起一国攻击你们，他们必欺压你们，从哈马口直到亚拉巴的河。
Verse 14, but behold, I will raise up a nation against you, O house of Israel, says the Lord of hosts, and they will afflict you from the entrance of Hamath to the valley of Arabah.
圣经说啊，如果我们自夸，
The Bible says that if you boast about yourself,
神就会在我们身边兴起敌人，
then God will rise up enemies around your life.
这是很严重的事啊。
And this is very serious.
为什么以色列那么多敌人？
Why does the Israelites have so many enemies?
常常都夸。
Because they always boast about themselves.
一平安了又夸了。
Once they are peaceful, they boast.
然后受苦的时候又哭了。
And once they face trouble, they cry.
神解救了他们，他们又夸了。
And when God saves them, they boast again.
以色列的历史就是在重复。
So the history of the Israelites is repeating.
所以每次那个脚一拿起来，神就好，那敌人就起来了。
So every time they raise their horn, God will raise up enemies.
所以我们今天要思考。
So today we have to.
你要神帮助你呢？
Do you want God's help?
我们就要谦卑。
That we must be humble.
若不是耶和华帮助我，
If it had not been for the Lord,
我早就灭绝了。
Then I would have been destroyed.
如果你要自夸，
If you want to boast,
那我就面对很多敌人了。
Then you will face a lot of enemies.
是不是？若不是耶和华帮助我们，
If it had not been God's help,
我们来唱四百三十五首。
Let's sing hymn 435.
He the ransom freely gave.
歌唱。